The shootings were captured on live television. The police's reaction to a prolonged strike by miners shocked millions of South Africans and left 34 workers dead. 10 others had already died in strike-related violence in the week leading up to the shooting, including 2 police officers. 10 years on, some are still calling for justice.
The police are the ones who killed my brother. The miners said police arrived and shot at them while they were at the hill.
Nolufefe says she doesn't understand why her brother was killed. An official inquiry blamed the deaths and injuries on police tactics and recommended those responsible be investigated and prosecuted. So far, the government has paid more than $10 million in compensation to the families of those killed. But dozens of claims are outstanding, including from those who survived the shooting.
For us, it's very painful because we know that we lost part of ourselves. Now it seems the government doesn't care about us. They are not even trying to do something. It's been 10 years now. Our lives could have changed for the better long ago. Instead, our lives have become worse.
The government says it wants to finalize all claims by the end of August. But for those who are reminded of apartheid-era atrocities committed by the government, no amount of money may be enough. Famida Miller, Al Jazeera, Johannesburg.